Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
I live above the systems of the world.
I totally rely on
your word. No matter what may come away, no matter what I've missed, it's you are there.
Glory to God that there was a voice of Moses Bliss singing, You I Live For. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the second day in the month of April 2024. Be skilled in the word of righteousness. The opening scriptures from Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13, and it says, For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We are grateful for health and strength. We thank you for your goodness in our lives. We thank you for the opportunity to see the second day in the month of April. We thank you for your word that you have sent to us today, and we receive them with grateful hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Another very important provision that every saint needs to exercise dominion or rule in this world is a proper understanding and application of the word of righteousness. In other words, for you to rule or reign in this world, you must have a good understanding of the word of righteousness until you become skilled in its application in your life. Beloved, if you are unskilled in the word of righteousness, you will not be able to exercise your dominion mandate, even though you are a recognized child of God who has been authorized by heaven to have dominion over all elements of creation. But what does it mean to be unskilled in the word of righteousness? Being unskilled in the word of righteousness means that you do not understand that you became righteous at new birth, so you try to accomplish righteousness through your works. Please know that righteousness is a gift which you do not have to work for. In Romans chapter 5 verse 17, the Bible says, For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. This means that you were declared righteous when you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, irrespective of whatever you did before then. This gift of righteousness gives you a right standing with God and produces in you the ability to do right and stand before God without fear, guilt, or any sense of condemnation. In Romans chapter 8 verse 1, Apostle Paul said, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The implication of the above scripture is that any believer in Christ who is skilled in the word of righteousness will not have or entertain the spirit of condemnation, even if he or she made a mistake or unintentionally fell into sin. According to our theme scripture, those who are unskilled in the word of righteousness are still babes in Christ, and hence unable to exercise dominion, even though they are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. In Galatians chapter 4 verse 1, the Bible says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all." Just as a slave cannot exercise dominion in the house, a child who has not been trained to know his rights in the family will also act as a slave, even though he is the heir of his father's estate. Beloved, Christ has made all things available to us, but it will take your understanding and skillful application of the word of righteousness to take possession of them and reign like a king. Therefore, get skilled in the word of righteousness and refuse to be overcome by anything, because you have what it takes to dominate your world and live victoriously every blessed day of your life. Know who you are and what you have in Christ, so that you may effectively exercise your dominion mandate without any fear or sense of inferiority. Shalom. Let us pray, believers. You may say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of righteousness which was given to me at new birth. I refuse to entertain guilt or sense of condemnation, because you have given me a right standing before God, not because of my works, but because of what Jesus accomplished for me. Thank you for accepting me in Christ the Beloved. In Jesus' name," and we all say, amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube, and turn on your post notifications
so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Chigozie Achugo Akaga, singing, Thank You, Father. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afanifu. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
To know that I appreciate you for all that you've done for me. My mouth cannot tell it all. I want you to know that I really love you. I am You are mine, your love has captured my heart. Glory, glory, hallelujah. All of my praise I bring to you. Thank you, oh my Father, for all you've done for me. Precious Jesus.
Praise I bring to you. Thank you. amazing, sweet Holy Spirit. Yes, I adore you. You're always there for me. You're always there for me.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.